anything most. They've got their machinery there, you know, and they can start with the raw material, you know, and then go right on up the mixtures and tables and whatnot, anything.
Mostly furniture?
Furniture and stuff like that.
Now, I asked you last time about, when we were talking about that the thing that we talked about, the closets and so forth, did you ever have anything you called a chiffon robe or a wardrobe?
Well, now, I don't know, that's all be, I guess that'd all be the same, and have wardrobes, you know.
Now, were those built in or movable?
Well, they was, most of them in these older houses was built in. But now then, I guess they're movable. People don't build them things in these new houses anymore.
And what did you have on your windows? Now, what do you call these things right here that go up and down?
The shades is on the inside, and them others is curtains.
The curtains are the... And, what do you call expensive dishware?
Well, I reckon that would be, you know, some kind of dishware just like everything else. There's good and bad, you know.
They have a name for the... the really expensive stuff?
Well, I can't recall any. Just
or something you might put, something you might put cut flowers in?
Well, I don't know now. We've never had nothing that I know of like that. We just had different kinds of dishes and vases and things like that, you know. But glassware, just like everything else, you know, some of it's more expensive than others. I don't know why it would be, glass or just glass. It's like I told a hardware man out here one time, I'd buy these, like it's in the kitchen, you know, them big glasses. Go put in here when one breaks out. And I used to, I'd get them for about 60 cents a piece. And I went out there one day and they'd charge me, I don't know, just about double price. I said, what's the matter there? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't understand it. He said, glass is made out of sand. And said, sand ain't going up any.
Yeah.
And went on up to the other hardware, then I don't know what happened to these fellas. River Hardware, I mean, Robinson Brothers. Went on up there to Hex's, and they're still back down about 40, 60 cents somewhere along there. Where I used to pay for them. I think they just had them marked up wrong somewhere. Glass is a thing that didn't advance too bad for a long time. It was kind of funny how things would go up right quick. You take, for instance, hardware. Hardware was a thing that started up and never did go down.
You might use a comb on your hair, or what else might a person use?
Ah, brush or something or another. These hair brushes, you know, a little of all them things.
Yesterday we were talking...
I don't never use none of them, you can see that.
That's convenient, your hair is nice and short. Yesterday we were talking about what a man would wear at church on Sunday. And you said a collar and tie. But what might he wear, if he had a pants and coat that matched? What would that be called?
A suit.
Yeah, and if he just bought it, it wouldn't be an old one. It'd be a...
it'd just be a suit, you know. It was all like them suits would come in coats. And people used to wear vests. You've seen these old westerns. They're them old vests, you know. It's pretty common. You never seen or hear tell one of them things anymore. See, they didn't have no sleeves in them. And the back was just cloth. And the front of them was just like your other clothes, your suits, you know. And they'd put their neckties down in that, you know.
Now, if a shirt was washed in water that was too hot, the collar might...
Well, there was some cloth that shrank and some was unscrimped, but some wouldn't, you know. Some cloth, you'd take a shirt that was big enough for me or you and then wash it, and maybe it wouldn't be big enough for the next fella, you know. The sleeves would draw up. Collar would draw up and get too tight.